to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
We've all heard that high cholesterol is a major risk factor for heart disease and stroke, killing millions of people every year. According to our next guest, that is a myth. Dr. Oz calls this book a game changer because everything we've been programmed into believing about cholesterol is wrong. In a few minutes, we're going to have with us Dr. Stephen Sinatra to talk about the book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. I have read this book. It is amazing. He wrote it with Dr. Johnny Bowden, and it is really something to spin your head around. But in the meantime, Dr. Friedman, do we have some listener questions?
Yeah, we got a listener question came in this morning. It says, Dr. Friedman, I hear you talk about the health benefits of nuts. Are all nuts created equal, or are there some I should eat more than others? You're a nut for asking me that question, Sandy. All nuts are
I was
healthy.
Actually going to say that, Dr. Friedman, that she was asking a nut, so who would know better than that?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
But that's a great question.
You know, nuts are healthy. They're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and fiber. The great thing about nuts is they're calorie-dense foods, meaning they pack a lot of calories into a small amount of food. They're also very filling, so you don't eat a lot. They have fiber. If you want something to hold you over between dinner, you want to have a handful of nuts. It's a great choice. You can do like 24 nuts, contains around 165 calories derived from unsaturated fat, especially monounsaturated fat, which is more healthy for you than saturated fat. So the lowest calorie nuts are almonds, cashews, pistachios. The two you might want to eat in moderation are macadamia nuts and pecans. So those are the ones. And if you're suffering from allergy, sinus problems, or maybe asthma, kind of go low on the peanuts. They tend to create mucus buildup. In fact, the worst thing a person with sinus or allergies could do is eat peanut butter sandwich and wash it down with milk, but we won't go into dairy in this section.
Well, Dr. Friedman, I love that kind of information, but we have with us Dr. Stephen Sinatra. Here's Dr. David Friedman. Let's talk about The Great Cholesterol Myth, Dr. Sinatra. What a fascinating book.
Dr. Sinatra. Oh, thanks so much.
Oh, welcome back. Yes. You know, you've become a regular on the show, and I consider you one of the leading pioneers in natural health, and I always learn something new every time you're on the show, so I appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks so much.
So share with the listeners, what is The Great Cholesterol Myth? How did you discover it?
Well, The Great Cholesterol Myth is really the book I wrote with Johnny Bowden about the great cholesterol myth. I mean, for 50 years, the American public has sort of been duped or sort of been tricked in thinking that fats were bad. I mean, the trans fats are horrible, and certainly the omega-6 inflammatory oils aren't good for you either. But cholesterol and saturated fat and monounsaturated fats, they're perfectly healthy for you. And unfortunately, this great myth got propagated after Eisenhower had a heart attack, and then there was some fraudulent research, and it made sense to people because fat was fat, and you know, fat was involved in early plaquing and oxidation in coronary vessels, so they thought it made sense, but it was a lie. So it is a great myth.
It's amazing. You know, for those who have not had the privilege of reading the book, share why the standard cholesterol screenings are not an accurate reflection of cardiac health, and, you know, what's the best thing for them to do?
Sure. You know, usually physicians will order like a total cholesterol, an HDL, an LDL, maybe a blood sugar. The smarter ones will get a hemoglobin 1C and triglycerides. But it's much more advanced than that. I mean, we've realized in the last few years that there are dysfunctional forms of HDL. We can now fractionate the LDL, which can be a very small particle or a larger particle. The larger particle is less inflammatory. The very small particles are inflammatory. We look at the number of particles. We look at inflammatory triglycerides. We're looking at apoprotein A and B right now. So there's an enormous amount of science brought to the table when we fractionate cholesterols. And what we learned is not all cholesterol is harmful. And basically, we thought that if you had HDLs of like 90 or 100, that was good. And now we're realizing that they could be dysfunctional as well. So now this whole cholesterol theory has been realigned into giving it such a more scientific basis with the fractionization of cholesterol.
So basically, Doc, it's like in the past we've been looking at the forest, and you've kind of taken it down to say, hey, you got to look at these individual trees. They're more important.
You know, that's a nice way of putting it, Dr. Friedman. That's really, thank you. That's really nice, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
That's a good metaphor.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. You know, heart attack continues to be one of the leading causes of death. Why is the trend not reversing? Do you feel maybe this new knowledge that you're presenting can help reverse this?
Well, I mean, the good news about sudden cardiac death is this. I mean, if people can get to a hospital quick enough, and if they think they're having a heart attack, and you get to a hospital, and if you can get stented within a couple of hours, you'll probably survive. The problem is that 50% of all heart attacks, sudden death is the first symptom. And a lot of these people delay, especially women. They think, I'm a woman, I can't be having heart disease. It doesn't happen in women. And when you delay care and you don't increase blood flow to the coronary vessels, then arrhythmias can set in, other complications can set in. And fortunately, with the advent of acute stents in the situation of a heart attack, we've been able to save a lot more lives. So from the emergency point of view, we've done very, very well. I will say this, with statins, we have seen a reduction in coronary events, but we've seen an increase in heart failure because statins will reduce not only cholesterol in the body, but they'll knock out CoQ10, which is a vital nutrient for the heart to really survive.
You know, you bring a point up. Last week, a patient came in that had been on statin drugs for 15 years, and I questioned him, how does he know if his body still needs the drug after all those years? Here's what he told me, Doc. He says, what are you talking about? My doctor says I'll always be on the drug. Why are doctors so quick to write these till death do you part prescriptions instead of addressing the real cause of cholesterol and heart disease?
Yeah, good question. See, the problem is a lot of the doctors, they just follow the emperor's clothes. When you know, articles come out in the American Journal of Cardiology, Circulation, JAMA, you know, a lot of the doctors, myself included years ago, would believe a lot of the information. But I have to tell you, I mean, a lot of this information is fuzzy mathematics. I mean, statistics are manipulated. A lot of the negative data is not even reported. So, you know, when it comes down to a lot of these double-blind trials, I have some serious questions. And actually, Dr. Michel de Laugeardille, the architect, the French cardiologist who was the architect of the Mediterranean diet, which is probably the best diet in the world for, you know, preventing heart disease and having longevity, he has questioned every single statin study before 2005 because he thinks a lot of them were fraudulent. So it's a problem. You know, it's the pharmaceutical agenda. I mean, you know, there are a lot of good pharmaceutical drugs out there, but there's a lot of drugs that we need to take less of.
Yeah, I know. I've got a book coming out where I talk about double-blind studies as really the scientists closing both eyes when they're submitting the proof. That's your double-blind.
Of course. I mean, and you know, I've done those studies myself, and you just have to tell the truth.
You need to. And you know, that's what I love having you on. You're so knowledgeable, but what you say makes sense, and it's things aren't working. If it's broke, fix it, and the system's broke and it's not being fixed, and people like you coming on board, you just make so much sense. What I love about what you pretty much combined everything saying, really, it's about inflammation is the root cause of heart disease, and I like that. It makes sense. How can people reduce inflammation in the body? Is fish oil still the supplement of choice?
We only have 30 seconds, Dr. Sinatra.
Oh, 30 seconds,
okay,
but we've got you on again.
Mm-hmm. I would say the earth, ground, walk barefoot as much as you can. Eat a non-inflammatory diet. Eat as organic as much as you can. You know, just eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables and nuts as much as you can. And that's the one way of reducing inflammation.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sinatra. You're always such a great guest. For more information on Dr. Sinatra and his latest books, The Great Cholesterol Myth and The Great Cholesterol Myth Cookbook, go to heartmdinstitute.com and be sure to sign up for his free newsletter so you can stay up to date with all the latest health news. You can follow Dr. Sinatra on Twitter at HMDI Dr. Sinatra. And for our latest health tweets, at Dr. David Friedman. More with Dr. Sinatra after his short break. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.